live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So we're shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Yeah. Your life sometimes rings. The happiness it brings.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, and out on the left coast, we've got...
Yes, it's James here. I almost didn't think we were going to make it in there. But I'm here.
Yeah,
I am here.
Yeah, I have a problem getting a hold of you before the program.
Yeah, I run through the door like you do.
Well, I run through this door. I'm here.
Yeah, right, that door.
Oh, so what's going on today, James?
Oh, God. Okay, all right. Finally, the actor I wanted to interview about the credit card scenario and what he had to do with his houses and all the other situations, he's finally returned from filming. He's coming back from Mexico now, and his name is Ian Bailey. I'm looking forward to speaking with him on the air about this and getting his perspective on the credit card industry and what it's done to him and what he has to deal with and what other people in the industry have to deal with that he sees every single day. Because it seems to me, from what I've gathered up as of late, because it's interesting to hear the emotional and all the other attitudes that come with the debt issue that resolves, you know, that's taking place in their life, how it changes from month to month. And now we just come into the holidays, and now the whole feeling about it has gotten, it's gotten more intense, because they know that these issues that they have now are going to increase. So whatever existing debt they have now, I mean, usually over the holidays, everybody's going to go into debt more because they're spending more money for presents and stuff. So now it's like doubled that, and people are pretty erratic out here anyway.
Well, erratic out in California, you don't say.
Well, more than usual, more than the regular amount that people would assume, way more.
You know, I'm trying to get the picture here of Hollywood. We got a bunch of unbalanced people out there to begin with. Taking speed is a new craze. They don't have any answers for their problems, and they're running at light speed in circles. I'll tell you what, I can't fathom, or I can't picture in my mind Hollywood.
Oh, it's today, when I first came 7 or 8 years ago, it's much different playing field now, mostly because of the electronic age has changed everything. All the major recording studios now have gone bankrupt or closed. Everything's changed in terms of how people are getting paid now. Casting has changed because of the electronics and computers and everything. The whole thing is different. But the attitude is, and what they want to talk about and the type of films that are being pitched, all of that is dramatically changed. Dramatically changed, because now, because of the electronics and all the special effects and everything, there seems to be more violence that they want to shoot now. Because it's now they can do more. You can do anything you want now with a computer. So
sure.
It seems to be like a lot of more violence and nonsense is coming out. And I rarely do I go out and see a film and go, well, that was really great. That's once in a blue moon. Most of the stuff that's coming out now is just garbage.
It's not good stuff. Tripe and trash.
Right.
And does Hollywood, does it have the fingers on the pulse of America that people are fed up with the violence and the nonsensical stuff? I mean,
in a certain section, absolutely, absolutely. But the larger section that's controlling it, obviously they don't.
All right. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Cash Flow on this Tuesday, folks, 27th of November. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, folks, we are back. A little bit about gold and silver here. I like the urbansurvival.com because, well, they write the straight skinny about stuff. He says, slap the finance writers. He says, if you plug in $850 to the Minneapolis Fed inflation calculator, I didn't know there was such a thing, but I guess there is.
Fed inflation calculator.
And the year 1980, and simply adjust for inflation to 2007, you'll see in order for gold to make a new high today, it would need to exceed $2,128.09 per ounce. Of course, there was a lot less actual demand for gold back then, and a lot less industrial and now growing medical demand for silver as well. But the guy goes on to say, he says, but it's been noted that gold did just fine on Friday, closing up between $14 and $16, depending on whether you're looking at spot, futures, who's quote, and so on. He says, still, I do not, I do look back fondly to the archive copies of this news analysis site with pride on my summer of 2005 silver decision, which I mentioned prominently in October of 05. He says, in keeping with this, we expect the market to rally today as hurricane-related unemployment numbers come out. Someone has to figure a happy spin to it. Our spin? Well, silver, which we just bought for under $7, is doing fine. And gold, which we bought for $265, is pressing on to $475. Keep in mind, this is October of 2005. He says, usual disclaimers. I don't offer financial advice, etc., blah, blah, blah. He said, nevertheless, That's an investment that has worked out just dandy. I waited back into mid-2008 yesterday on the commodity side, and he says, again, this kind of development poses a real opportunity for thinking people to spy which media are aware of the pernicious long-term impacts of inflation, which are corporation and government, and might be burying it, just putting it in the ground, and pretend that the Corp Gov strong dollar policy is anything other than a lie. He says, my pal over at FortWealth.com pointed out that the Dow Jones reporter on Friday, he says, if this is a strong dollar policy, what the heck would it look like for a weak dollar policy?
Oh, my God.
Now, he says,
yeah, that's the big what a question that is.
Yeah, he says, it's my view, if a report deals with gold prices from 1980, last time it was over $800, and it doesn't mention the inconvenient truth about inflation and the fraud of a strong dollar policy, then the reporter is either in league with the powers that be or should go back to writing obits until they can at least report reasonable context. And I'll tell you what, he's exactly right.
Yeah, he is.
You factor in for inflation, and this is what Ron Paul, the presidential candidate, has talked about. He said, you know, inflation, he says, it eats away at savings. So if you've got $100 in the bank, if you've got $100 in your bank, and inflation increases, well, that $100 dwindles. And inflation, folks, is nobody ever explains this correctly. Inflation is simply the devaluation of the dollar. Nobody asked the question, how many financial news services, how many talking heads have you heard talk about inflation and stop and give an explanation of what it actually is? They talk about it as if it's light with the sunrise or darkness with sunset, that it somehow goes hand in hand and you don't have to explain it. It's just a fact of life. Inflation is just there, and we've got to deal with it. I mean, it's maddening. You know what I did last night, James?
What'd you do?
I whipped out my copy of Fascism, Freedom to Fascism, and I watched it again. Mm. And I'm telling you what, and we've gotten rid of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of copies of this DVD.
Right.
We buy them for $1.25, and that's exactly what we give them to people for, even though the label reads, wake up people for $1. They actually raised the prices on us to $1.25.
Did you, when you watch it, do you pick up new things that you didn't look at or you think more about?
I realized I'd never sat and watched the entire thing all the way through. I went to the premiere down here in Austin, and I was talking with so many people, I only saw half of the movie. Then I would plug it in and I watched certain sections, but I have yet to sit down and watch the thing from beginning to end, which I did last night. And, of course, things were new because I didn't see it.
I want to know how you felt afterwards.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I was angry as hell.
Yeah,
when
I bet.
And here's the guy's legacy. I mean, he knew he was checking off a planet Earth when he made this
documentary.
Sure he did. And this legacy. I mean, the first thing out of my mouth when this thing ended last night, I said, now there goes one of America's real colorful characters, and that's Aaron Russo. And
absolutely,
that was his legacy that's going to live way beyond, I think, anything that this man's ever done.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're absolutely correct.
It
set the tone for a big shift in a lot of people.
Well, they better start shifting a little bit faster. I mean, I've been talking to people, I mean, repeatedly and steadily for the last couple of days about the economy, what's going to happen next year. And they're all standing around, and I know they don't know beans about what drives this economy or what's bringing it down. They don't have a clue. They really don't. And I'm talking to business.
You're right.
I'm talking to business people.
So wait a minute. What kind of faces and feedback do you get when you talk to people like this? What do they do?
I let them come up with their platitudes and say what they think they believe. And then I just look at them. And I don't challenge them on their belief system. I simply look at them and say, you know, you got about an hour and 45 minutes. I said, I will show you something that will change your life forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they look at me and go, well, I guess so. Because I don't stand there and argue with them on their ignorance. What point is that? They don't have a point. It's like Oblio in the Pointless Forest.
Right.
What do you say to people, James, that don't have a handle or grasp of the facts?
Well, I go around the curve and I say, well, imagine this, or what would it be like if, and get them to go down, get their brains to go into imaginary place. And I said, well, what if all the credit card debt that you had was, I could prove to you that it actually doesn't exist, and all that nonsense and spinning around in your head about the whole thing doesn't even need to be there. Then I can kind of get them that way. But still, it's the reaction is like sometimes they presume that I'm insulting their intelligence by giving an alternative opinion.
But
when you give them that movie, though, that's like the hammer coming down.
Well, we all have to regard our egos, don't we? And James, I mean, realistically, nobody wants to be told that they're a dumb butt. I mean,
right,
because
exactly.
they think that they're topical. They think that they're now. They think that they are in the know.
Right.
They are in the loop. And they don't realize where they're getting their information. And we call it the controlled media. Actually, it's a corporate propaganda machine more often than not, because take a look at who owns these networks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's obvious. But see, a lot of people don't even understand that. They don't even understand that the Federal Reserve ain't federal and there ain't nothing in reserve.
And you've been saying this for years and years and years before any movies were made or for any of it was even, you know, fashionable to even talk about for 10 seconds. You were talking about that.
Yeah, and I've been doing it for a long time, but mm-hmm. when you have the corporatized media and they're protecting their interests, there are things that they will talk about and then there's things that they will not talk about. And one of the things they will not talk about is the Federal Reserve System and income taxes. They will not talk about credit cards except to give lip service.
Mm-hmm.
They won't
or tell you to use them.
Yeah, and they will not talk about the credit that has been made available to this country since 1913, and it has destroyed it. It has literally gutted,
imploded.
Mm-hmm. It has destroyed this country. And here's the ironic part about this, James. Here's the irony of ironies. The Congress tomorrow could stop the Federal Reserve. It is within their jurisdiction. It is within their power. It is within their purview. For the health and vitality of this country, they could tell the Fed to buzz off tomorrow. And what would be the answer to that? Okay, well, where are we going to get our money? The same place we got our money before. We printed our own money, and then we loaned it out. At what interest rate? Try zero.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you bought a house for $120,000, guess what you'd have to pay back? Not 280 or 300,000 or four times the amount, or deal with an adjustable rate mortgage that they.
What a novel idea.
I'm telling you. And you know what? And how many years could you pay off your house? And you figure this out, folks. If you wanted to go a 15-year fixed on a $120,000 house, what do you think your payments per month would be?
Precisely.
Yeah.
You're talking, I mean, this is what Ron Paul's talking about doing.
He's all over it.
He's all over it. And I'm like, guys, everybody, wouldn't you love that? Wouldn't you love that? I would. When I was driving to the bank this morning, I was thinking, guys, if you don't like the credit card industry and what they're doing, it's obvious who you vote for. Obvious. Plainly obvious.
Well, you know, the last two guys that were occupying the Oval Office that had anything to do with outside of the fiat system, they got killed.
Right.
They got killed. It was Abe Lincoln with his greenbacks, of course, to help finance the war of aggression on the South. Let's get that right. And then there was John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy, you know, to this day, everybody is in mystery of why John F. Kennedy was killed. And it's simple to me. I know why they offed the guy. Because he ordered the Treasury of the United States to print United States notes, not Federal Reserve notes, United States notes, and then loan them out at zero interest.
John, I don't remember. That's why I'm asking. But when Oliver Stone made JFK, was any of that
negative
even covered in there?
Negative. No,
yeah,
it was all.
I don't recall that. I watched that pretty close because that was one of his best ones, but it didn't cover that.
Oh no,
no way.
He ain't going to bring in the banks on that deal. He would have never got the financing for his movie. He would have never got script approval. For God's sakes. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll be right back here in just a couple of minutes on cash flow, folks. We'll be right back at you. Are you listening? Are you paying attention out there? I hope that you are.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Yeah, Oliver Stone. You know, that was a pretty good movie, James. Kevin Costner did a pretty good job as the only prosecution of the case of JFK and the assassination. And it was all, you know, it was all fine and dandy as a spun yarn or drama, but it brought you no closer to the who, what, where, and more importantly, why.
Yeah, it was kind of like an examination, and they certainly didn't cover that part because you're right. It probably wouldn't have got financing; would not have gone through at that particular point.
Of course, it wouldn't, because these people don't. They, you know, somebody had asked me yesterday on the program about, you know, what's the deal with corporations? Why they got to keep running to the banks? Why are they not using their own profits, reinvesting their own profits for expansion? Why is everybody on the credit gravy train? And why are so many people in trouble right now? Everybody uses the dollar. Well, they used to.
Exactly.
And if you take a look at the greatest scam that's ever been perpetrated in American history on the American people through this Congress, not this current sitting Congress, but through the Congress of the United States, it was the banking fraud. It was the private corporation. You want to talk about... I mean, Mussolini, you know, it was kind of interesting. We had Mussolini as a fascist during World War II. You had the Nazis as the socialist. You had Uncle Joe over there as the communist. And we all grouped together with these wonderful people to defeat Nazis. Well, that was okay. We defeated Mussolini and the fascists. But Mussolini told the truth. I mean, not that he was a great guy and they strung him and his girlfriend or his wife up, whoever it was, his female companion up in the town square and promptly put him to rest. But what this guy, what Mussolini said about fascism, he says it's really corporatism. He says that's the merger of government and corporations. Well, use the same line of thought and the same reasoning with the banking system. That is a private corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go with corporatism, as he called it. He said fascism is really corporatism. It's the merging of government with corporations. And they did it back in 1913 of last century. And here we are on this sweaty
freedom to fascism.
Yeah, well, here we are on this sweaty little pony, no water, and we're dying in the desert. And
that's right.
Everybody doesn't know why.
Right, they're all standing around. Yeah, I have a hard time sometimes getting them to presume that that could even be a possibility, and then getting criticized for even bringing it up. So, like, I'm so happy because that Aaron did a great job of presenting it, not only from the IRS angle, but the banking issue, and ends it there and ties it all together. Because pretty much after a person's seen that, it's pretty much over.
It is.
They'll get it.
I'll tell you what, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. I was here in Austin for the premiere. I didn't speak with Mr. Russo because he was surrounded by people that, quite frankly, I didn't want to waste my time talking with. And he saw me there. I waved at him. He waved at me. And we spoke later. But I saw that. But more importantly, I paid attention. This is probably one of the reasons when I watched it last night in its entirety without interruption.
Right.
I was standing there in the theater, and I was watching the expression on people's faces. And these are people.
I would have paid money to see the expressions.
Oh, James, these are people that didn't know. They didn't know squat from Shinola about anything.
Oh man!
And I sat there.
It's like a horror movie to them. Then
I watched their faces. You'd swear to gosh, they were sitting there watching Night of the Living Dead. You know, Romero's first go around with that one. That shocked everybody. Ooh,
right.
People, dead people eating live people. Ooh, the same
and
expressions.
So when it ended, John, could you hear a pin drop? The
expression on their faces, James, it was like they were sitting there watching Night of the Living Dead. And their mouths were agape. But the way he did this, I mean, I remarked to my wife last night, he started out with the IRS, which everybody hates the IRS. You want to get somebody in on your bandwagon when you're trying to show them something?
That's right.
Show them a bunch of people and say, yeah, I hate the IRS. And then he went into the banking and this whole credit thing, credit cards. It doesn't matter, folks, if it's credit loaned to you through a credit card company or credit to you loaned through a bank, it's the same scheme.
Right.
And the way he put that thing together was just astounding.
He did a great job. Even of all the scenes in there, disturbed me, but I was interested the most is where he's reiterating his conversation was with Rockefeller or Rothschild, one of the big guys out there that runs the whole show, and he was interacting with him, and his attitude, Rockefeller, Rothschild, I don't know which one.
It was Rockefeller.
Yeah, his attitude toward the public.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why don't you come over here? Why are you hanging out with the sheep?
Yeah.
You know, why don't you come over here? We know you're good, you know, why don't you come over? And he obviously declined, but just that attitude, that's how they think.
Yeah.
And we're just we're just there for their use. We're here for their use. That's the attitude. When I saw that, I was like, this has got to end.
Is there any wonder why corporations refer to you as being a consumer and the government keeps referring to you as being a taxpayer?
Or your job refers to you as a human resource?
Yeah. You're nothing, folks. You are nothing until you produce something to put money in their coffers.
Yeah. Otherwise, go to the Human Resource Center and have a meeting and get a job.
There you go. If you can find one.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, if you can find one.
Right.
You know, I want to hear from people today as to why they have not done anything about their credit cards yet. And you will remain anonymous, folks. We don't track and trace you. That's the government's job. 800-313-9443. I want to find out what's on your mind today and why you have not taken steps to dump the fraud, the credit card debt. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
We're running out of time in this month, and James, what I've done on my other program, the National Intel Report, is that I've offered people the Freedom to Fascism DVD. For $1.25 a piece, even though the label says spread freedom for a buck. Well, they raised the prices on us and didn't change the label. But I am giving those DVDs out for exactly what we pay for them, $1.25 a piece. And I've asked people to order, please, minimums of 10. Most people have been ordering more than that. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these DVDs have flown out of this network. And, folks, I'm going to tell you what. You want a good stocking stuffer? You want to change somebody's perception on their life?
That's the greatest gift of all.
That is the greatest gift of all, because it wakes them up to reality. Now, it might not be a fun thing to watch on Christmas Eve, but I'm going to tell you what, it's going to make sure that your next Christmas isn't as bad as this one, because you know what? The most terrible waste of a human life is to be born ignorant and then die the same way. You spend all those... all those years between birth and death.
Asleep.
Yeah, and you're one of the characters out of, Night of the Living Dead. You're just a walking zombie. You know nothing. And you really don't understand what makes things go around. Well,
exactly.
I'm going to make the same offer to this listening audience as to my other program. Please, a minimum of 10 of these, if you please. $1.25 a piece, you figure it out. It's not that much, and it's a life-changing experience. The way the DVD is done, the way the documentary is done, it is funny, it is sad, it's emotional, it's a roller coaster ride.
All of you will enjoy when he's talking to the head guy over at the IRS. What was his name? Love that. I love when he did that and talked to that guy. He just couldn't answer the question. I'm like, what? Oh, my God. The ability that he got that on film great.
It was like the judge, the federal judge in the Irwin Schiff trial. Mm-hmm. And Irwin Schiff has been telling people, you don't owe income tax. So they want to cite Supreme Court rulings on the issues of income tax. This is what the judge actually said. The federal judge, in a quote, said this: "I will not allow the law into this courtroom."
Right.
Now,
that's right. That's worth watching it right there just to see all that stuff. Like, whoa, oh my God.
Wait a minute. What's this courtroom for then?
Why are we here?
And I'm not going to allow the law into this courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just astounded. It's life-changing, folks. We'll make the offer to this audience as well as other audiences on this network. Minimum of 10 order, 10 per order on this. Freedom to Fascism, and stuff them. I mean, you want to give a gift that's going to keep on giving for somebody's entire life? Try that one. So give us a
then,
call.
Give us a call, and right after that, go straight to Ron Paul's website, because this is the guy that's going to fix this issue.
800-724-2719. Order them, because if you want to get these things before Christmas, you got to order them now. Because it takes us about 2 weeks to get these DVDs in. And I just was sitting last night at the kitchen table with my wife stuffing DVDs into whether it's little envelopes there. And, of course, we stamped them with Ron Paul on the back.
Oh, great.
You have to. Because he's prominently featured in the DVD itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I noticed Aaron took a harder line with Ron Paul than he did anybody else in that thing, because he knew he was in the presence of a friendly. So Aaron got tough and asked the tough questions, and Ron Paul he made it with flying colors.
Mm-hmm. So very matter of fact.
Yeah,
definitely everybody watch that.
Well, guess what, James? Nobody's calling to say why they don't want to dump their credit cards.
Yeah, somebody told me yesterday talking with them, because how come more people are not calling about their credit card thing, since everybody has that problem? Mm. And I told them, I said, because they think that there's all this guilt associated with that. And the fact that they're even speaking about it openly and admitting it means that they have a problem, which means that it stresses them out and freaks them out completely, knowing that they really have a problem. And not only do they have a problem personally, but they got a problem with their perception about the entire issue. And once they address the issue, all of you that are listening to the show and are having to deal with this issue, this is a psychological issue, it's a financial issue. Both of those things we've discussed here and we've helped you with and I talked to you about. Never be afraid to call on this show about your credit card issues, because it was all a frame job onto you. From the moment you got in the game, because I don't know how old or how young our listeners are, but for most of you that have arrived here, it's probably been by somebody who's referred you, if you requested it, because this is everybody's problem. Even if you do not have credit card debt, it's still your problem, because you're going to be affected by it in some way.
you might not have had a credit card in your life, folks, but I'm here to tell you, check your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Your dollar is worth 2 cents. I never had any credit cards. I never took out any loans at a bank. I don't know mm-hmm. how many people actually in this country never have done that. Home mortgages, car loans, whatever. But even if you've not partaken in the process, it is still there, and it's affecting you every single day.
It's like an illness. It's like a psychological illness.
And it's undiagnosed.
That's very true. Like I mentioned, and when I was talking to that psychiatrist about it, I was explaining, I said, what would you call that? I mean, here's the layout, here's the reaction, here's what I deal with when I talk with public about that and how they react to it. And she said, well, it's like a compulsive switch with denial mixed in and you massacre the ego when you come in and say this is the way it really is, and you really don't have this debt, and if you really don't have this debt and you understand that, why aren't you changing it? Why aren't you addressing it? And it really is like, it's like an illness, John. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I'll tell you what, knowing what I know and then watching people's response to it, I don't know if there's – look, I'll put it to you this way. If you're a drowning man and somebody throws you a lifesaver – and I'm not talking about the candy, folks. I'm not talking about the confection. I'm talking about an actual life-saving device. And you're a drowning man and they throw you that lifesaver. Aren't you going to grab onto it? But first you've got to realize that you're in a precarious situation and you may die. You may drown. Mm-hmm. Now, you can sit there and – try to rationalize and justify and everything, but I guarantee you're going to do one thing. If it's between you and life and winking out, you're going to grab that lifesaver.
That's right.
But that is a person that is in a different element. They are in a different circumstance. People are still stumbling around in the light of day, totally asleep, functioning as they did the day before, the same way they plan on functioning tomorrow. It is not, and I repeat, not going to be possible. So right. I think there's a little bit of comfort level there, James, that they're in a daily routine, they're dealing with what they're used to dealing with, and they're not out of that element.
Right. It's a deep hypnotic trance what it is.
It's astounding to me. It is absolutely, literally astounding to me to watch people walk around in their preconceived notion of how life is.
This is how serious it is, because I've been with people that have realized this issue, taken it on, and are resolving that issue or in the middle of resolving that issue. Yet at the same time, while they know that they're resolving it, they're still carrying around the old modalities of their thinking archetypes previously. So they still feel guilty about it. They still are scared of it. They're still freaked out about their credit reports, yet they know it's a whole mirage. So they know they're behaving wrong, yet they know the truth. That's the paradox.
And what astounds – well, and people, I guess they have their opinions based on the knowledge that they have. And I, how many times have you heard this? Will it affect my credit rating? Okay, let me see here. You know what a credit card company did to me the other day? I've got one credit card, just one, and I think I've got a max balance on the doggone thing for like $1,200. My wife was 2 days late sending in the payment. It went from 14% to almost 20%. Now, I'm going to call this credit card company back up and say, you know what? Here's the deal. And I'm going to tell them, no deal. You know what? You need to turn this over to collections. You need to sell this debt off. You need to send it to some sucker that thinks he's going to get some recovery out of this, and let me deal with him. Because you know what? I'm done dealing with you. I'm done with your fraud. I'm done with your deceit. I am done with you raising rates at a drop of a hat. I am done with it all. And that's the attitude that people have to take. I wasn't even aware of this credit card. I never use the things anymore. Mm-hmm. And there was an outstanding balance on one, and the payments, my wife was making the payments. This is one of the credit cards that the other company that we dealt with. You know, you weren't around when I went through this stuff. My gosh, I wish that you were.
It's completely abusive, but you need any letters or anything, you let me know. I have no problem sending that through, because here's the thing, John. I know specifically when you call in, you want to get to the person in charge. You want to get their name. You want to ask them to record the call. You want to tie them into the whole problem, because they will resist and argue, and they may lower it back down, because nobody wants to attach a name when they know they're doing something wrong. So when you get on the phone with those guys, you see how they react when you do that. You ask them to record it, and you ask them their name. and tell them, oh, this is going to be on the record? Because they always say, you know, you may be, this a phone call may be recorded for customer quality. Customer quality, okay. Yeah. Well, let's get some customer quality here, and why don't you tell me what the hell is really going on here?
Yeah.
And your name's going to be on these letters to the FTC and the Attorney General, because I'm going to be complaining about you and what you just did.
The most complained about industry in the United States, guess what, folks?
That's right.
Number one is the credit card companies. And so
absolutely.
Many, and so many people, I mean, I'm hearing more of the horror stories of like our friend down in L.A. That was on vacation and came back. He had three credit cards. He was late a day on one payment on a credit card, and they jacked his rates up to what, 28%, 29%?
That's right.
And that is the standard. That is the standard practice nowadays for any excuse. I just talked to a guy this morning that he was dealing with a bank. And he had to finally go to a credit union. In one day at his bank, they hit him with $400 in charges and fees. And he said, I had just had my second child. And he says, I was struggling to pay bills. And all of a sudden, I get a bill from the bank for $400 on late fees and charges and everything else. He said, I couldn't believe it. And then he told me a story. He said that where this happened, and this is evidently somebody was overhearing him talking to a friend. He was having a conversation. And two people showed up later at this location. It was an older couple. Gave him an envelope and said, God bless you. And they left. He never saw that person before. He never saw those people afterwards. Guess what was in the envelope? Four $100 bills. And that was just somebody that had overheard him, had a little bit of money, helped the guy out with his plight. But I was talking to him today about banking and credit cards and everything else. He just stood there astounded. By the way, you got a free copy of Freedom to Fascism.
Oh, man. That meeting was meant to be then.
Absolutely. All folks, I don't know, and I'm not going to attach any religious or, you know, ethereal or universal truths or anything to this, but James, I am telling you, everything that we are doing, I mean, it's being guided by something. And it's just
John, I will confess to you and our entire audience, and I'm glad that you brought that up. I have seen kind of many miracles been occurring when this thing has started. So I would totally confess that there is a divine hand in this, of the things that I've experienced since I started doing this with you, and they're continuing to happen all the time, because I feel that this is everybody's issue, and everybody knows what's wrong. I mean, once they're told and they're given the truth, they know what's wrong. And I think this is not only a thing that's going to unify a lot of people, but people will be relieved when they find out, and they can band together. So I have felt that since the very beginning, and I'm hearing it from people too. I've gotten a lot of thank yous from people all over the place that are glad that we're doing this.
Well, here was something that was just handed to me. Creditboards.com, the controversial credit card universal default clause, finally on the way out, maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not. That's right.
USA Today reported the other day that credit card issuers seem to be moving away from the practice of universal default, where one late payment on a credit card or a bill can raise the interest rate on a person's other credit cards, as well as the cost of future mortgages, car loans, and insurance policies. That's in addition to any fees that might have to be paid on the original late payment. USA Today reported the other day that credit card issuers seem to be moving away from that practice of universal default, where one late payment on a credit card bill can raise the interest rate on a person's other credit cards, as well as I said, future mortgages, car loans, so on and so forth. And the article cites four major lenders who are either not using universal default or are changing how they do it: Citibank, Chase, Discover, and American Express. Do you believe that, folks? Do you believe it?
All they're doing there is basically saying, we know there's something wrong, we know it's unfair, and we're working on fixing it and just addressing it, making you think that it's going to go away, when actually it's not at all. It's not at all. Zero.
While the end of the universal default would be very welcome news to cardholders and consumer advocates everywhere, unfortunately, that may not be what's going on. For example, Linda Sherry, the executive, or editorial rather, director on consumer action, the highly respected nonprofit advocacy organization, advises us not to put too much stock in the notion that universal default is going away anytime soon. She says, "It's my sense that lenders are backing off of it, but I'd be amazed that they'd really stop using it. It's still a risk management tool, and they have a lot of confidence in it." So basically, folks, they'll give you lip service about it, recognizing, yeah, there's some people upset about the credit card industry out there, but, you know, this is what they're considering. Citigroup is number one on the list, folks. Chase, yep. Discover, American Express, they all do it. And American Express, isn't that like Diners Club? You got to pay off your balance in 30 days?
They have two kinds. They have blue, and then they have the old school sign. Of course, they have other divisions depending upon how much spending. Like if you have a black card, you pay once a year on that, and you have unlimited spending and all the perks. In Debt We Trust movie, when we had Danny Schechter on, Danny Schechter. They talk about how they package these credit cards to make you spend more by giving you these extra perks. And meanwhile, they don't tell you anything. That it's like if the universal default happens, it's like a guillotine coming down on your neck. It's basically over for a normal working person that's out there.
And get cash back from Discover. You paid them how much in interest?
Right.
I love it. We'll break. Final segment, cash flow, coming up right after this break.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
By the way, James, that story I just read out of USA Today, guess when that was printed? January 2nd of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is, November 27th. Has anything been done? Absolutely not.
Zero.
Just lip service.
Just lip service.
And during the break, I was talking to my engineer here, and we were talking about how they're upping the rates on people. Just this universal default is what they're calling it, and they're still being used. And the reason it's being used is it's true that you cannot file your credit cards in bankruptcy anymore, thanks to George Bush and Orrin Hatch and Mr. Graham.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks to them for doing that. But the credit card companies know that this the clock's ticking. This financial time bomb is ticking, and it's going to go off. And what they're trying to do, think about this, folks. If you go bankrupt, you lose your job. Whether you can file bankruptcy on your credit cards or not, if you do a BK, a personal BK or a business, it doesn't matter. Hey, the fact is that these credit card companies know that they're not going to be able to recover anything, bankruptcy laws notwithstanding, because it ain't going to be there. The money is not going to be there. So they're maximizing their profits right now.
They're going to do that. And why I think... And this is just my theory, is with that universal default, what it does, it ends somebody's financially. And when they're totally in over the head and they don't know what to do and they're in the dark, they can come in, sue, and get and start taking land.
Yep.
And property.
They will confiscate
by default
anything that they can. Look, right, folks.
Summary judgment.
Mm-hmm. If you want to find out and you want a nice little packaged information packet here, there's one thing that you must do today. And write this number down and do not lose it. 888-213-7655. It will explain all of what this program does. And unsecured debt, that's student loans, credit cards, any loan that's unsecured like that, can be dealt with immediately. Okay, folks, you can stop paying your monthly credit card bills right now, and it's legal. There's nothing sleight of hand about this, nothing skirting the law. We are using the law against them, and they cannot argue it. Now, this guy, he doesn't instruct you how to walk into court and battle. Once you get to the court phase, forget it. This man associates assume your debt liabilities. It is off of your plate forever, okay? And you need to call James. You need to enroll in this program and do it today. Call him at 877-331-0626. That number again, 877-331-0626. Have you made all your purchases for Christmas yet? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not advocating.
That's the question.
I'm not advocating running up your credit card before you make that call, but I can guarantee you right now that people have been out there with the credit cards. They've not been spending cash on Christmas gifts because they ain't got it, because they're paying the credit card companies their hard-earned money. And that's
Liberate yourself. Tell the person that you bought your gifts for them and they weren't what you thought they'd be because you paid cash for them. You found out the truth about the credit card things. Tell them about it. And you know what? Don't feel guilty about any of it.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, folks, come
on. Move on with your life.
Quit walking around in the fog. Get out of it. Liberate yourself. Put some money back in your own pocket where it belongs. And for you people who just want to contact James by email, you can do so at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com.
James? Calling you right after this, John.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody. Have a great day.
See you tomorrow, folks. Think about that. Call that number, 877-331-0626, or get the skinny, 888-213-7655, and then call James. We'll see you tomorrow. With